TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
Look me in my face. I ain't got no words. I ain't got no words. See, them strongest keep me up. So I ain't got no words. I ain't got no worries. You see money right there. That's Gucci right there. Turn it, that's Mac Man right there. And we ain't got no worries. You see Gucci right there. Red Bone Mango right there. See them drummies right there. We ain't got no worries. Gucci in this. Everybody should be worried. Them be purring. Be digging me. I feel buried. And if she makes this hard, she woke up sleeping giant, man. Yo, speak in tongues every time we speak in private. Hope your barber shop open, cause we got hair triggers. Smoke so much that smoke is a bear. Have to bear with us in that Jeep with the doors off. That mean that sleep. All these things in a dish. I send them up creek. You see, Tunchi right here. Give me ideas. It's okay if you turn up, just don't turn off my light years. All I know is I do it. What I'm smoking, I grew it. These are blood gang, pyru it. All rats gotta die, even Stewart. On my private jet and my steward. This is your bitch. I know gold diggers and ditch diggers. You don't get this, you get disfigured. She say sorry, I didn't say. So that she is a little furry. I put that in my face. I ain't got no worries. So she
look me in my face. I ain't got no words. See them strong and keep me up. So I ain't got no words.
Yeah.
I ain't got no words.
Who you
I ain't got no worries. You see money right there. That's too much. Right there.
Yeah.
That's Mac Man. Right there. And we ain't got no worries.
You see.
Right there.
Red Bone Mango. Right there.
Hold on.
So she ain't got no worries. She want me to eat her sugar. I say, why you in a hurry? She say, why you asking questions? I say, you trying to be funny? Now take them clothes off. Let me see that Donkey Kong. Now swing your ass back and forth. Back and forth on my monkey bar. That toe, that toe. No worries, no pantyhose. These falling off like baggy clothes. I smoke more than a magic show. I swear I saw my. I swear she was with my. You know I f***ed them both. So don't just don't cheer and I'm out here. No worries. I would talk about my but man, that used to be a long story.
Look me in my face.
Yeah.
I ain't got no worries. See them shoulders keep me up. So I ain't got no words.
Yeah.
I ain't got no worries. You see money right there. That's Gucci right there. Yeah, that's Mac Man right there.
No worries. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. No worries. Slow Wayne. Monday. Hey, how's your week? It was kicked off with a bang. Happy Thanksgiving week. It is. Man, it got here quick. Can you believe it's about to be 2018? Well, it is. 917-889-3926. The Social Lab, TM, hanging out with you. Hey, live from VA. Man, it is in Virginia. Has to be like maybe in the 30s or the 40s right now. But it's great to be in home state, VA, that place for them lovers. What's popping, everybody? Tonight's topic, hey, shared accountability. We're hearing a lot in the news, you know, about this one, that one, that one, that one, and 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 that one. It's just like popping up from everywhere. Money, power, and sex, part one, is our topic tonight. Shared accountability. Before we go any further, all the way live from the south side of the A. Give it up. Chocolate. What's popping, mama? I need some damn chocolate right now.
A little bit of me and your life spice in there, warm you right up. There you go. What's going on, everybody? Happy Monday. Happy Thanksgiving week. Got those pots shaking and rattling and those recipes out and the grocery list made out. Get ready because y'all going to have to do some cooking here in the next couple of days. And some of you probably put your foot in your mouth like I almost did. But, you know, 'tis the season to do that.
Thank God for those of us who just show up. You know, no
right. At least you bring something.
We just right. show up. Power to the people.
Hey,
because I'm ready. I am ready. Hey, shout out to the family of the late great Della Reese. Man, touched by angel she was. Went home to see the father. Man, we're losing all of the giants. Like, Hot Chocolate just said it, you know, like, who's going
to be in charge of the girls now? Come on now. Somebody got to watch the girls. You have to be a connoisseur of good movies to know that. That's a classic.
And Harlem Nights was
one of them. Harlem Nights. Yeah, man.
Absolutely. You done gone and shot me in my pinky toe. That's what we know at least for best.
Yes,
you know, you gonna get in there. Oh, come on, sucker. Come on, sucker. Ella Reese. Yeah, man. She was the best. She was the best. When I think of Della, you know, you can't think, you cannot think of Red Fox. And Richard Pryor.
Stanford. Oh,
Eddie Murphy. You know, what a classic. What a classic. Great. We will love you, Della Reese, forever.
Yeah, man.
Now, let's get to it. Part one is what we're going to call it tonight because we will not be able to get through all that we want to talk about. But conversation started really over the weekend as I've been watching this thing and it's becoming very overwhelming right now. Not Roy Moore, because Roy Moore's situation is like about something completely different. And when you have the president of the United States who does not come out pretty much emphatically denounce Roy Moore and his behavior. As a matter of fact, let me quote the president. The president actually said today that he didn't know who to believe. I wonder why, Mr. President. I wonder why you don't know who to believe in the Roy Moore versus little girls. It's because you're really in the same situation as Roy Moore right now. I don't know why no one wants to talk about your investigation, Mr. President, and the fact that you've been accused of harassing a young girl yourself, Mr. President, before we even elected you, Mr. President.
Yeah.
But this is the topic of shared accountability. Folks, this whole thing about Harvey Weinstein, I have reserved the right to comment. But every day, we're experiencing more and more instances of someone getting called out. Do you know Charlie Rose lost his job today, was suspended because he, too, have been accused of sexually harassing women? Charlie Rose, Mr. PBS, Mr. NBC? But let me tell you what made me just kind of draw a line in the sand. On Saturday, I was reading an article As a matter of fact, on Friday, flying back to Atlanta, I was reading an article, also been plucked and identified as a harasser. Who's our
just
uncle?
Pulling
like,
it up.
My damn uncle.
Yuck.
You're like, not
just
my damn
it up.
Yeah. You know Uncle Russ. You know Uncle Russ.
Yeah.
When you start talking about Uncle Russ, right, because we know Uncle Russ is crazy as hell. He's been crazy forever. But
forever.
When you say that Uncle Russ actually took advantage of, now I gotta call a timeout.
Uh-huh.
Because, listen, I'm going to say it. Feel how you feel about it. But we all know that the casting couch is not brand new. Did you hear me what I say? I said the casting couch is not brand new. We're talking about money, power, and sex tonight. Shared accountability. The problem that I have about all of these women, I'm not talking about the Roy Moore case in a case where a grown-ass man goes after teenage women. Wrong every day of the week, whether you live in Alabama, whether you live in Mississippi, or whether you live in Canada. It's wrong any day of the week. However, folks, you do know them people in Alabama let grown men get with your daughters at 16. You do know that, right?
Mm.
I'm thinking that's why some of y'all live in Alabama. So I'm just saying, you got some whacked out laws in Alabama that needs to be revised, okay, so that you
quickly,
can keep folks like Moore away from your children. But I'm moving away from Alabama because I feel like I'm going to already be in trouble tonight anyway. We're talking about shared accountability.
Listen,
I'm talking about everybody in Hollywood that all of a sudden wants to talk about being taken advantage of. This is the problem that I have. It's shared accountability. The casting couch is not brand new. Hot Chocolate, you know what the casting couch is, right?
I've never been on it, but word on the street is yes. I do know what it is. I know that it exists. The casting couch,
now,
quote unquote, per se.
Do y'all see how people do? Do y'all see how people do? I simply asked,
what?
Did she know about the casting couch? Did I say that she had laid her ass down on the casting couch, folks? No, I didn't.
But I'm saying,
now I'm suspect.
Once,
I'm wondering,
once I,
maybe you didn't lay on the casting couch, but did you sit in a recliner? Or something.
No. I've seen the casting couch. I've seen it firsthand. However, I personally have never sat upon it or engaged upon it or with it. Now,
okay. Well, I asked, did you know what it was? Because I asked my mother, who happens to be just a little north of 60, and she acted as if she had never heard of the damn casting couch. And I said, okay, Ma, you're acting like you don't know about the casting couch, but have you heard of Sleep Your Way to the Top? Okay, that's the same thing as the casting couch. It's the concept. Somebody sounds like they're on the 1983 cordless walking through the house. You know, the cordless that has the antenna that's broken because you push the thing down too fast. Y'all remember those cordless phones we used to walk around with? Thing broke. That's what it sounds like.
Oh, God. It's too much. Too much.
I think it's fixed. She didn't know. But I said Sleep Your Way to the Top, and she got it. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a problem with all these females in Hollywood talking about they have been taken advantage of, when at the end of the day, they benefited in some way, shape, or form. You cannot talk about being assaulted, being raped, being taken advantage of 20, 30 years later when you are now rich because of what you did. You cannot talk about how somebody took advantage of you when ultimately I don't see it anything shy of prostitution. You worked the couch. You went, you acquired, you have amassed, and now you were taken advantage of. Get out of here. I don't understand,
okay.
Folks.
Devil's advocate real quick. What about instances where these young actresses and girls are still of young impressionable age, adults still, we'll say 18, 19 maybe, adults still, but, you know, young and still impressionable. The same wouldn't apply? Or would the same apply? Would you feel the same way? You're still waiting on what?
I'm thinking that many of these women back then were those young, impressionable women.
That's what I'm saying.
Who have grown up to be mature women, right? So I don't really see the difference. Again, we know that the casting couch is not a new phenomenon. I'm thinking Marilyn Monroe was on the casting couch. I'm thinking Elizabeth Taylor. She had 8 husbands. I'm thinking she knew a little bit about the casting couch. Listen, this is what I believe. We all know how to acquire what we want, right? Whether it is go out and get a job at Dunkin' Donuts or whether it is go out and get a job on Wall Street, we know how to acquire what we want. I think when you are in the business of entertainment, you know that there are situations and instances where you can be taken advantage of. Now, if you don't know that you can be taken advantage of, I think that at the end of the day, you were in the wrong place at the wrong time. It has nothing to do with the fact that these people manipulated you. You wanted something. You put yourself in the situation. You have to be accountable. The accountability is shared when you're talking about money, power, and sex. Because nothing is free. And you know that there's a certain level of risk when you enter into a situation. Now, let me tell you the situation that really got me upset about Uncle Russell. It was Brett Ratner and a model, a Caucasian model. Now, we know that Uncle Russ has always been into models. We also know that Uncle Russ handles a white substance that attracts models.
True.
Now, you talked about Uncle Russ snatching your clothes off. You talked about Brett Ratner actually being there, right? You say Uncle Russ snatched your clothes off, tried to have sex with you. You just settled with sucking them off. Brett Ratner actually sat and watched. You realized when you asked Brett Ratner for help that they were in it together. Now, I'm thinking you're leaving out a little bit. Like the fact that all
no, you're leaving out a whole lot.
The fact that you were all
I'm not making
together,
light of it. Yeah,
you're leaving it out, right? But what I'm talking about, folks, is we are only hearing portions of the story that's being exploited, and now people are losing their jobs all over the place. Listen, right is right and wrong is wrong on any day. Assaulting a woman in any way, when she says no, it's no. I get it. That's my perspective. That's my take. However, tonight's topic, again, is shared accountability, money, power, and sex. In this world, nothing is free. When you're in Hollywood and in entertainment, you're trying to amass millions of dollars. You want the movie role. You want the sitcom. Do you really think we think that all of y'all are just that damn talented? No, we don't think you're that talented. And we know that some of you had to use what you had to get what you wanted. and it was okay then, this is my position. Let it be okay now. If it was okay then, why let one story, one open door cause this? I mean, it is an avalanche of, I almost said pettiness, but it's an avalanche of pittiness. Pittiness, not pettiness.
So let me
ask
you this. Do you think that all of this is now coming about because of the Bill Cosby trials?
No, they could give a damn about Bill Cosby. As a matter of fact, if this had anything to do with Bill, all of these folks would be dragged through the mud, and, I mean, for years. Bill Cosby has been drugged through the mud for years. And I'm going to say this.
I mean, he
rightfully
has.
So. Rightfully so. Listen, Bill Cosby gets no passes here. He gets no passes. And this is not about Pill, right? This is about money, power, sex, and the fact that, you know, while you're pointing your finger at your accuser, you have a certain level of accountability that you need to hold yourself to. I get it. Listen, it's hard to talk about being victimized. There's a certain level of embarrassment that comes with being victimized. But you all gained riches and fame. Let's not act like you did not benefit from a situation that I'm not going to say you put yourself in, but from a situation where you at least knew there was some risk. It's entertainment. And it's not just entertainment. It's a high level of entertainment. I know some of y'all are pissed off. Well, guess what? Why don't you call me and talk about it? 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Because, listen, I'm over this. And I wouldn't care if we didn't hear another story about a woman in Hollywood being victimized or a powerful woman on Capitol Hill being victimized. Listen, I don't want to hear about you being a powerful legislator and you being victimized by a peer. You're a damn lawmaker. Create a law. Put him in jail. Stop playing.
Huh. I feel like what you're saying in most instances, I would agree with.
It's not new.
How
African Americans have been raped for 400 years.
And I wholeheartedly
about
agree.
Have acquired riches. And come on. Come on. Black women have been raped. I mean, spiritually, mentally, physically, and nobody talks about it. Come on. I mean, let's be real about this thing, folks.
I agree. Just speaking for the victim, not of the race of the victim, in some of these instances, I believe, not the majority, not the mass, in some of them, that there could have been situations where these young girls could have been promised one thing, not having anything to do with sexual encounter situations or relations, and, you know, some of these accusers or these accused could have tried to turn the tables on them, and therefore these situations came about.
Well, I don't disagree. I don't disagree, and folks, listen, I am not victim shaming. I'm just telling you how I damn it feel. And I'm not backing down from it. Listen, I totally understand that, listen, there are many Lewinskys in the world. There are many Lewinskys. There's a lot of them who have been taken advantage of. But even Monica Lewinsky knew what the hell she was doing. The president did not take advantage of her. She knew what she was doing.
Sure did. She kept it dressed.
and she did it pretty good because there was evidence on the dress.
Right. She sealed the dress up.
I'm sorry. That wasn't funny. Too soon. Well, not really. But anyway. Okay.
Shared accountability, money, power, and respect. I'm just saying. I mean, it's out of control. It started with Bill, but Harvey took the
stand. It's different now that.
Talk to my lawyer.
It's different now that the accused are, and yeah, I'm going to say it, prominent white males. It's different.
There's about to be openings all over America because Caucasian males are losing their jobs in droves.
In droves at a high rate of speed.
Who would have ever thunk it? And what I'm saying, like, for real, I mean, I'm really sitting back saying, where is all of this coming from? This is not new. Caucasian men have been taking advantage of people as long as I've been
forever.
On the face of the earth. Where is
forever.
This coming from? And I just think that the responsibility and accountability is shared. I just do. I'm not pointing the finger, but there are just as many women who intentionally strut around, peacock, and use what they have to get what they want all day. I'm not saying that's all women, but y'all know some of them women. Some of them women are your sisters and your cousins and your friends. And come on, all birds of a feather don't flock together. But I'm saying if it looked like a duck and it quacked like a duck, it's not a squirrel. I'm just saying.
Oh, man.
I know some people like, you got a nerve. Yeah, I do. That's why I'm talking about it, because I got nerve. I'm just saying. I'm tired of the finger pointing. I'm tired of us acting like this is new. None of this is new.
Not even it's not new. It's not news. Like, we have way more going on in the world that I think we need to be focused on than prominent white men feeling on boobs in
especially,
film
especially
interview situations.
Especially rich white men who now are so sorry. You not sorry from down to...
Right, I'm sorry I did that.
Sorry. You're scared. Mm-hmm. You're scared that you're not going to be able to pay your bills no more and your cash flow is cut off. Listen, I just say own it on both sides. Own it. This is Money, Power, and Sex, part one.
At some
we're
point
back
you have to.
Part two. I mean, listen. I mean, for all the hell we have been through as African-Americans, as minorities, you know, come on. I mean, we don't want to hear about, you know, rich people's lives falling apart over something, not over no sex instances. I mean, come on. Our people were raped across, I mean, miles and miles of water. I mean, you don't want us to start talking about how we feel about being taken advantage of in America. Come on. The accountability is shared. Let's talk about, you know, the little girls that's still missing that was snatched a couple years ago from Africa. Can we talk about things that are relevant? I'm just tired of hearing about it. Let's go. Take us home. Good night, everybody.
Join us on Wednesday. Come and take a break with us from shaking those pots and baking those pies and cakes right before Thanksgiving here with the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio, The General. Hot Chocolate signing off for Money Monday. We will see you on Wednesday. Good night.
Good night, everybody. Thanks for rocking with us.
TM Hyman Radio, Social Lab, Hot Chocolate, Madam Boston, chopping it up with Fee every Wednesday. Join us.